Hi, my name is David Lloyd. I am a University of Calgary iGEM alumni, CEO of FredSense Technologies, and synthetic biology enthusiast. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about my iGEM experience. I will never forget the first time I heard about synthetic biology. I was sitting in a classroom listening to one of my molecular biology professors looking to recruit for a team of students interested in using biological engineering to solve big challenges in the world through a competition called iGEM. And iGEM stands for the International Genetically Engineered Machines Competition. I didn't know it at the time, but deciding to join this team of diverse, independent, and perhaps a little crazy students was going to be one of the most life-changing and powerful experiences I was to have at university. You see, my idea of doing scientific research up until this point was very independent. Sitting at your bench, researching away a specific area of science that you're passionate about, the idea of co-creating a project with a group of multidisciplinary people with vastly different perspectives was a completely unique way of thinking to me. Imagine artists, engineers, business students, and scientists sitting down co-creating something new. What I didn't realize at the time was that this philosophy for designing products and solutions was the way that companies and industries think about creating new things. And building this skill set was going to provide me a massive asset in the future. This all came to a breakthrough point for me in 2012. I was finishing my Master's of Science at the University of Calgary and working for my fourth year in a row at the iGEM competition group. And this was the second year at the University of Calgary. We had assembled a massive team and developed the ambitious goal of producing two synthetic bacteria. We cleverly named them Fred and Oscar. Fred detected toxic chemicals in tailings ponds, and Oscar could synthetically convert these toxic materials into hydrocarbons, together impacting the oil and gas industry in what we thought was a big way. It was a crazy four-month experience, full of managing a complex team of people, running on a short timeline, learning to raise funds to buy equipment and reagents that we needed, and ultimately learning how to communicate this highly technical concept to a diverse panel of judges. One of the many perks of being part of iGEM is that you had the opportunity to travel to MIT in Boston and present your work. Being surrounded by thousands of students as passionate as you are about synthetic biology is an amazing experience. And while you're there, you give a 20-minute presentation, a poster session, and then have the opportunity, if you excel, to win awards. Our project that year set a record for the most awards won by a single team since the competition started in 2003. It was an incredible feeling to know that the hard work, countless hours, and lack of sleep was able to pay off in such a powerful way. But what now? In 2013, I, along with many of my teammates from the competition, was graduating from my degree and looking to transition into the workforce. I knew I didn't want to do a PhD, and the idea of transitioning into industry was really daunting to me. I remember thinking in that moment back in 2013 that if I could do anything with my life, I wanted to find a way to stay involved with iGEM. How could I structure this high-paced, collaborative science environment into a career that didn't involve being in this student competition? One day, a group of our what was now former team members from the iGEM team got together and threw out this crazy idea. What if we started a company? We knew that there was some merit to the work we had done on Fred and Oscar based on the success we had with the competition. What little I did know about startups at the time, it sure sounded like a fit for what I was looking for. That decision, where six of us decided to co-create this company, which became to be known FredSense, could not have happened without these formative years at iGEM. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was gaining the necessary skills to think independently, work collaboratively, and communicate information in a way that made people excited about what we could do in the world, and it's paid off. FredSense took the Fred part of our iGEM project and turned it into a viable platform technology for monitoring various types of chemical compounds in our environment. FredSense has raised investor capital, we've hired a team of 10 people, and sold products and services to several clients in Canada and the USA. It's funny to think that all of this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the small choice to listen to that molecular biology professor years before. Sometimes the smallest decisions in your life can have the most profound impact.